Dear listeners, I'm Lauren Conlon, and before you embark on this investigative journey with me, I want to offer a sincere word of my acknowledgement and gratitude. When I, as the host, first set out on this path, I was admittedly very green. I lacked the seasoned expertise and finesse that comes with experience in investigative podcasting and reporting. However, every story has a beginning and an ending, and this podcast represents the start of my own investigative odyssey. So as you dive into these episodes, you may notice rough edges or moments where my inexperience shines through, but please know that every stumble and misstep has been a crucial part of my learning process, and I've embraced each challenge as an opportunity for growth and improvement. So I want to express my heartfelt appreciation to each and every one of you who has stuck with the story despite my imperfections, because Grant's story is important. So your support and patience have been invaluable as I've navigated the complexities of investigative podcasting. And your feedback, whether constructive criticism, words of encouragement, or maybe something that wasn't so nice, has helped me and helped shape this podcast into what it is today. So without further ado, here is Corruption: What Happened to Grant Solomon.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hi, everyone. It's been a minute. I'm Lauren Conlon, and you're listening to a special breaking announcement of Corruption: What Happened to Grant Solomon. This is not the beginning of season 2 just yet. I want to make that clear, but that is coming very soon. So on season 1 of Corruption, we go into the disturbing details about the alleged abuse of Gracie Solomon. Gracie's sad testimony from other students, the substantiation from the Department of Child Services, restraining orders, and at least 3 different recordings of administrators at Grace Christian Academy being told about Gracie's alleged abuse and not doing anything about it. No formal report was ever submitted to the police by the school. And as we've pointed out, and most of you probably already know this because you've emailed me and said this, Tennessee is a mandated reporter state. So regardless if you believe this child, it is your job, especially as a school administrator, to protect this child and do everything in your power. I mean, let the police handle it. So nobody went to law enforcement at GCA. That was simply not done. So on December 29th, 2023, a group of concerned citizens in Franklin filed a report against GCA for failing to report the alleged sexual abuse of their former student. And This report is asking for GCA to be investigated. It was filed with the Tennessee Highway Patrol, the Franklin Police Department, the Williamson County Sheriff's Office, and the Mayor of Franklin's office. And these concerned citizens, they hand-delivered a large packet with ample evidence. And I'm going to read the cover letter to you all in just a second, but they gave a date and they asked law enforcement if they could get back to them about this with an update within a month. And I gotta say, I'm blown away by a lot of these witness statements, and I will read one of them to you shortly. But if nothing is done about this, I will just have a lot to say. I mean, I'm not going to say this out loud because I don't want to put it in the universe, but I've had a few cover-up scenarios cross my mind and go through my head. But I'm just hoping and praying that at least one of these Tennessee law enforcement offices does the right thing. So let me read you the cover letter. Quote, "As a group of concerned Williamson County citizens, we have attached information which we believe warrants an investigation into Grace Christian Academy's policies and procedures of being a mandated reporter in the state of Tennessee. GCA is a private Christian school operating through and affiliated with Grace Chapel. Both entities appear to operate with no oversight by a non-biased third party, thus potentially leaving children and parents vulnerable. Our primary concern is and was the safety and well-being of Gracie and Grant Solomon, now deceased, and all children who attend GCA. The evidence presented here indicates other children, not just Grant and Gracie Solomon, could be at risk without strict, mandated reporter training and instruction of GCA administration, guidance counselors, coaches, teachers, and any and all volunteers as it pertains to the children who attend GCA. Please refer to childwelfare.gov, citation code sections 37-1-403, 37-1-605. To date, we have been unable to find any existence of anyone at GCA, whether someone in the administration, including but not limited to the school's guidance counselor, teaching staff, coaching staff, and or parent who reported the alleged abuse of Gracie and Grant Solomon. The children attended GCA from 2011 till 2021, and the alleged abuse continued throughout that time frame up until the time of the death of Grant Solomon. In the spirit of brevity, we have included a few documents and instances of GCA's failure to report the alleged abuse, along with affidavits from concerned parents and statements from the children who attended GCA during the above-referenced time frame." End quote. And for reference, I didn't actually read the entire cover letter because there were so many citations of what they were to find in the packet, and a lot of the citations wouldn't have made much sense to anyone anyway. But rest assured, there is so much evidence in that packet, from court documents to witness testimonies to transcripts of recordings. There is so much, and I am just so eager to hear back from one of these law enforcement agencies. I do want to take the time to read to you one testimony or one letter that was written to GCA years ago from Gracie's friend's mother about Aaron Solomon. I think you'll all find it very interesting, and it just, again, adds to our case against GCA.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Quote, "This is a statement that I am declaring to be true under oath. I hereby state that the information is true to the best of my knowledge. I also confirm that the information here is both accurate and complete, and relevant information has not been omitted. On Friday, November 13th, 2020, my daughter and I attended a football game at Grace Christian Academy in Franklin, Tennessee. While at the game, we were with some friends, including classmate Gracie Solomon, and she came to me very concerned that Gracie's father, Aaron Solomon, was at the game. Our family had knowledge of a restraining order that had been placed against Mr. Solomon on October 9th, 2020, stating that he was not allowed at the GCA property, so I was concerned that he was at the football game. The order stated that, quote, father shall be enjoined and restrained from going to or about the following addresses: Grace Christian Academy at blank, 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 Franklin, Tennessee, and petitioner's residence at blank, 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 Franklin, Tennessee. Knowing that Aaron was not allowed on the school's property and having concern for the safety of Gracie, my daughter, and other children at GCA, I decided to contact GCA's headmaster, Robbie Mason. On Tuesday, November 20th, 2020, I emailed Mr. Mason with my concern, and a copy of our email interaction is attached here as to Exhibit B. My interaction with Mr. Mason was unproductive, and he dismissed the safety concerns I had for my daughter and the safety concerns I had for the children who attended GCA, as well as Gracie Solomon. Due to a growing distrust in the ability of GCA administration to protect my child and other children, my husband and I decided to transfer our daughter from GCA to Fairview High School, and I have had no further interaction with Robbie Mason or any other administrators at GCA." End quote. So that was a pretty disturbing letter, a pretty disturbing testimony. And I want to point out that when this mother, this concerned mother, wrote the email to Robbie Mason, this was when Aaron Solomon still was not allowed on campus. Because if you recall, I discussed at the end of season one that Aaron Solomon somehow managed to get Magistrate Jacques Cabell to exclude GCA from the restraining order, which still blows my mind. But again, during this time, he was not allowed on campus and he was there at the football game and nobody seemed to care. Now, I promise if I have any feedback or any updates on the reports filed against GCA, I will pop back on here and I will update everybody. Season two of Corruption should be ready for launch by the end of January. I am just so eager to continue our quest to get justice for Grant and freedom for Gracie. And I've missed you all. This was really nice to be able to hop back on the microphone and provide an update with some of the progress that we're making here. So if you pray, just pray about this. Pray that the school is investigated and that law enforcement does the right thing. I'm Lauren Conlin. Thanks for listening.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape.
And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.